Next time on Only a Game, we dedicate the entire hour to one question: should college athletes be paid?
Maybe you've heard, big-time college sports are in trouble.
Well, it's about as bad as it gets. It's not the NCAA knocking on the door, but the FBI.
The FBI is charging 10 people with fraud and corruption.
We all know this system is corrupt. Every one of us knows it.
If there's going to be a death penalty, it needs to be to amateurism. Give amateurism the death penalty, then you have a chance at creating a system free of a lot of this corruption.
But the problems with the NCAA didn't begin on September 26th when those charges were announced.
The story of the NCAA is a story of power, money, and corruption. It's been going on for a long time. And it's the athletes and their families who get hurt.
I wake up in the middle of the night dreaming that I walk in the door and he's hanging. Or he shot himself because he's that depressed. You put trust in these universities. You trust them with your kid on and off the court. And once you're damaged good, they just kick you to the curb.
We've spent the past few months trying to figure out how the NCAA and amateurism went wrong. And can the system be fixed, or does it need to be dismantled?
Why in the world would we have football be a part of a college? What does that have to do with education?
Litigation hasn't worked. Organization hasn't worked. Legislation, there's no way it's going to work. So the only thing that was really left was competition.
I think we are in the midst of the tipping point. The question is, how far will it tip?
Tune into your local NPR station this weekend for Only a Game special report, Power, Money, and Corruption, the Exploitation of College Athletes. Or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app. The episode drops on October 13th.